The following shir has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matisyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Brachos, Nun Beis Amid Beis, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, speaks about various issues concerning the candle used to make the bracha Borei Neorei HaEish at Havdalah. The Gemara says, Ner Sheshavas Nimeleches Asura, that you have to have a Ner Sheshavas, that it did not, that candle was not used for prohibited work on Shabbos. In other words, it was not lit on Shabbos, prohibited. And even if a goy lit it on Shabbos, since for a Jew that would be prohibited, you don't make a bracha on that. However, if a Jew, or surely a goy, lit it for a person who is deathly ill, in danger of his life, then that's called Ner Sheshavas, since no prohibited activity was done, since it is permitted and a mitzvah to desecrate the Shabbos to save a life. However, if a Jew told a goy to light that candle for the sake of someone who was not deathly ill, even though that's permissible, a Jew is allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha, even a Torah malacha, for a chola she'ein bo sakana, for somebody who is sick enough to be in bed, but not in any danger of his life. There's an argument between the Magen Avraham and the Elyon Rabbah whether you can make bracha on that candle or not. The Magen Avraham holds, since the Jew is allowed to tell the goy to do it, that it's permissible to make a bracha on that candle. And the Elyon Rabbah holds that since the Jew himself would be not allowed to do it, therefore it's considered a meleches iser regarding the Jew, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov explains that doing malacha for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, where there's danger of life, is not only permissible, but it is fulfilling the mitzvah of Ishamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, because by desecrating the Shabbos and saving the life, we're promoting that the Shabbos should be kept by this person in the future. Therefore, it's not only that the candle has not done anything prohibited, but the lighting of that candle is in fact Shmirah Shabbos. Now, Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana, there it's possible that it's not an idea that it's promoting Shabbos, it's just not prohibited on Shabbos. And that's the argument between the Elyon Rabbah and the Magen Avraham. Is that enough to make it considered Ner Sheshavas? Just the fact that it's not prohibited for a Jew to tell the goy, or since it is a prohibited act for the Jew to do, and it's not the concept of promoting the Shabbos to be kept, since a person's life is not in danger, and therefore you can't make a bracha according to the Elyon Rabbah. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that if you have a candle that was lit by a Shabbos clock, so no human being was involved in doing that malacha, that you could make a bracha on Motzi Shabbos. And he also says it's possible that if a Jew lit a candle begrama, indirectly, which is not considered a malacha on Shabbos, even though it's prohibited, but it's not considered a malacha, that perhaps that also would be allowed to be allowed to make a bracha on that Motzi Shabbos. The Gemara on Nun Gimel Amid Bey says, Lo Yivarech Hatshi Osu La'oro. You can't make the bracha until you have enjoyment from the light. So the Vilna Gaon and the Yavetz and Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe say that you have to make a bracha before you enjoy the light, just like you make a bracha before you have any enjoyment in this world. However, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that first you look at your fingernails and get enjoyment from the light, and then you make the bracha. The difference is, what is the bracha Ma'ore Ha'esh Motzei Shabbos? Is it a Birchas Nehenin? You're making a bracha on the enjoyment of the light, and you do it only Motzei Shabbos because that's when fire was created. Or the bracha is on seeing a fire that you could have enjoyment from on Motzei Shabbos to commemorate its creation. One difference would be a blind person. Right? Even though a blind person makes a bracha, Kiddush Levana, even though he can't see the Levana, but he gets benefit from the light of the moon because other people then can direct him. But he, according to many opinions, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, a blind person should not make the bracha on Ner Havdalah. Because here, the idea is not just the enjoyment, but it's seeing the fire itself. And others hold that a blind person can, because the main idea over here is the enjoyment from the fire, and not so much seeing the fire. So there are those that hold that you don't have to actually have enjoyment, just it has to be possible to have enjoyment. And others hold you have to actually have enjoyment. The Chazal Nish held you don't have to put out the electric lights, you don't have to actually have enjoyment from the light of the Havdalah candle. But the Chofetz Chaim used to put out the electric lights, obviously he held that it's important to actually have enjoyment from it. The reason we look at our fingernails, the Melech HaShlomo says that it's a siman bracha, because fingernails constantly are growing. It's a sign that our week should be successful and include a lot of growth. Others say that originally Adam HaRishon was created with a protective covering like fingernail over his whole body. And when he sinned, he lost it, but it remained on his fingernails. So we look at the fingernails to appreciate that at least we didn't lose that coating completely. The halacha is that you don't make a bracha on coals unless they are so hot that if you put in a straw, it'll immediately burst into flames. So basically there is a flame in the coals itself. Also, you don't make a bracha on a candle that's inside a lantern. Now, the machlok is what that means. The Rashba says it's talking about a lantern of metal with holes in it, so you really can't see the flame properly. But a lantern that's totally glass, where you can see the flame properly, the Rashba holds, you do make a bracha on that candle, even inside the glass. And there are those that argue and say no, that even a regular glass forms a separation between the person and the fire, and therefore you can't make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila, one should lift the glass and make the bracha without that separation. According to this opinion, that even by glass, you can't make the bracha, they ask, how about somebody who's wearing glasses? And they say that glasses are buckle to the person. They are inferior to the person, and therefore they don't form a separation between the person's eyes and the candle, as if a glass enclosure around the candle does. Making bracha, therefore, on an incandescent bulb that Tzitz Eliezer holds, you could, because the only time you need a flame is in things where normally there is a flame and now the coals have cooled down where there's no active flame. Then you need a hot coals that will burst into flame if you put it in a straw. But an electric light, that's the kind of flame that it has normally. You can make a bracha on that. And the fact that it's in a encased in glass is the normal way for that flame to burn. Therefore, you can make the bracha. The Har Tzvi also holds like that. However, he says that that's only an incandescent bulb that is that you can see through the glass, but not a fluorescent bulb, which doesn't have any fire, and not a a incandescent bulb that is not where the flame is invisible, where it's frosted, that you can't make a bracha on. They say Reb Chaim Ozer made a bracha Borin Moy Ha'esh, Motzei Shabbos, on an electric bulb that was glass, not frosted, and where you could see the filament. However, the Be'er Moshe says, L'chatchila, you have to take in consideration those opinions that say that even glass forms a separation and prevents the bracha, and also that it's not a fire, that if you put something near it, it's the straw will burst into flame. It's like a coal. And so too, Nissen Karelitz says that that which Reb Chaim Ozer made the brachas because he was lenient to rely on the Rashba and those opinions that say that if it's glass and you can see the flame, you do make a bracha, even though there are those that argue. And like the Mishnah Berurah says, one should consider those opinions and not make the bracha while it's in the glass. But Reb Chaim Ozer wanted to make the point, at that point electricity was a new thing, and he wanted to make the point that it had a din of fire, and it was Asur on Shabbos, and therefore he was lenient to rely on the opinions that you could make a bracha on something that's in glass in order to make the point that this is considered fire for Shabbos. The reason that we make a bracha on an avuka, a torch, not just one flame, but many flames, more than one flame together, Levush Esrad says, because since the bracha is Ma'orei Ha'esh, which signifies that there are many colors in the flame, we make the bracha in the plural, so you want to have more than one flame. The Gemara says, in Ner Shel Kavod, a candle that was lit only for honor of the dead or so on, you don't make a bracha on. And the same thing goes with the flame of an oven that's used only for cooking, since it's not used for illuminating, you don't make a bracha on that either. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, if, however, you lit the oven specifically for the sake of Havdalah, it could be that you are Yotzei, and he brings a raya, a proof from the Ner Havdalah itself. Usually people don't use Havdalah candles to use light, but you're lighting it specifically for Havdalah, so that's considered like lighting it for the sake of light, since you want to light it for the sake of the bracha. However, there are opinions that say that it's better not to use a Havdalah candle, but to use candles that are made for giving light. Also, a candle that was lit both for kavod and to give light. The Prima Gavim says you shouldn't make a bracha on that. However, on a yontif candle, since its main purpose is to give light, even though it's also lit for the honor of the yontif, you could make a bracha according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach on that. But obviously not on a yahrzeit candle, which predominantly is made for the sake of the honor of the dead.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.